just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Lots going on. AV getting cut today. Traffic stories, police officers, all that good stuff. We still have some sound on the table from South Street regarding Hub Arkish, who's not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is not a fan of Hub. So he's a bum. So we will get to all of that, and because we did some fine clock management last segment there, we are still going to keep our New Year's resolution. 14 for 14 now. In SportsCenter rundowns before 8 o'clock, or 8 after, before 8 o'clock. Good Lord. We're keeping on time. New Year's resolution. Moving forward. Time now at 3 minutes past the hour. In fact, we've done them so early that people have texted in thinking they missed them. How about that?
I don't blame them for thinking that.
Right.
Well, it's
this
like,
is not lasting all year.
But yeah, it's like it may not even last the rest of the week.
We've allowed ourselves an asterisk for 5 o'clock on Friday.
I think we can go 19 for 19.
Yeah.
It's the following week where...
Next week, you think all hell goes
I think we're going to forget on Monday, and it's going to be like, oh, well...
It's going to be my fault, or you're going to be all giddy because Alabama's in the natty?
Yeah, I think it'll be one of those things where it's... Nice. It just slips the mind. It's happened before. Well, we've done segments an hour late.
An hour?
This week.
An hour?
Drink totals.
Forgot the drink totals. Out of my rhythm.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now at 4.5 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
And the SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples, featuring the all-new, totally redesigned S-Class. Visit us online at mbnaples.com to reserve yours today. The Steelers will be without wide receiver. Where's his name here? Deontay Johnson and center Kendrick Green for the season finale against the Ravens after they both tested positive for COVID-19. Antonio Brown officially released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier today. And Cam Akers expected to be on the field this Sunday for the Rams going up against the Niners. He's been out all year with an Achilles injury after tearing it in July. And it's underway. Century Tournament of Champions from Kapalua. Everybody's at even par.
I didn't think you'd come back from an Achilles from July to January.
Kind of amazing, right?
Or dumb. I don't know which one.
Well, maybe it was only like,
I mean, Kevin Durant took a year and a half to come back.
Maybe it was only partially torn or slightly. I mean, a tear is a tear.
Torn, well, no, you can rupture an Achilles.
You can.
The Achilles, my understanding from medical school, there are four tendons within the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And a rupture is when all four of them are severed.
And then they roll up your leg.
Ruptured means you could be done forever.
Forever, yes.
Yeah. Antonio Brown's attorney, Sean Burstyn, told Jenna Lane about 20 minutes ago, quote, if Antonio could pivot on his ankle as quickly as the Bucs have backtracked their prior version of events, none of this would have ever happened.
They are now
in their fourth version of events in as many days. Now, you can quarrel with it, you know, as somehow, you know, the Bucs didn't handle it as efficiently as they could have, blah, blah, blah. I get all that, man, and they probably didn't handle it great. But on the other hand, I'm sorry. It's just hard to give Antonio Brown any benefit of the doubt,
right?
And much of this, I'm sorry. And the fact that the part about him getting all upset, you know, it's the Bucs' fault because if you're going to give somebody an incentive-laden contract, especially him, it's only a matter of time. Even though it worked out last year with Brady and him, it's only going to be a matter of time before he's going to, you know, pull a Tasmanian devil. Mm. You know, it's just a matter of time. But
we all see it coming.
But I mean, even you guys can admit, though, it has changed. The story has changed from the Buccaneers.
Yes.
And no, I'm not going to believe Antonio Brown over pretty much anybody on this planet.
Right.
But if you're telling the truth remains consistent. And it has varied. I'm not going to say it's flat out changed. They've been
somewhat they've been consistent with the overall messaging of it.
I will tell you this. When AB starts off the week before demanding that his money be guaranteed, the bonus money, and then walks out of a team huddle before the game and throws a nutty in the sideline that or in the locker room at halftime when the team has to spend time dealing with that. And then at that point when Coach Arians says get in the game, he says no. I would have a very short fuse if I'm Bruce Arians at that point also. And I would also say get the bleep out of here. Whether that's literally or just get out of my face, that can be up to interpretation, but I might have reacted the
same way. To mention basically a felonious thing that he did with the COVID card, the fake.
On top of that.
Yeah.
After being given second chances when there would be none.
Again, it's just – and again, I am not going to be shocked, not necessarily chagrined, if he ends up with somebody – after he clears waivers.
Some texts coming in. Dolphin Jordan says, when is Chris's name going to be added to the show title? Sheeman and Shepherd Show? Chris has enough titles around here. He's program director.
Yeah.
He's got enough going on. Others, AB, a Cowboy fan. Again, a lot of Cowboys fans checking in today on the AB situation.
They want him, don't they?
Wonder if
Gallup's out.
I don't think Cowboys fan
I think
wants
him. You got CeeDee Lamb. You already did the T.O. experiment in Dallas. I don't think you want him.
Oh, I think that not by everybody, but I think not for Sunday, but I'm saying after that for the playoffs. I think Cowboy fans will take a chance on him. I think a lot of teams would because they have to deal with him. You may only have to deal with him 1 week if you lose.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have to deal with him for 2 or 3 weeks, I think there will be teams that will take a chance.
Me and AB are going to have something in common. We're both going to watch the playoffs from our couch.
The fact that the NFL did nothing, there's not even a fine, nothing.
What would you find for this? Behavior detrimental to the image of the league, the way he jumped out of the game? I mean, he left the field. I don't think there's enough to fine him.
I don't know. I think other people have been fined for less egregious things. I don't know.
They've been fined for not having their socks pulled up. I get it.
I still think there was a play going on when this was going down.
You know, they could have got him for a uniform infraction because he took it off.
if you're Philly, do you kick the tires?
I think there will be teams that will kick the tires.
That's a team we haven't brought up.
No,
this
you're
week.
Right.
We've
kind
of stayed
they're
towards
as good
the top,
as anybody.
It won't be an upper tier team. It won't be a one seed.
I disagree with you.
You can disagree. I mean, on Monday, it's not going to be a Green Bay Packer. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I predict. Kicking the tires.
A desperate team, a 7 seed.
No,
it doesn't have any
he's
chance.
Not going 7 seed.
They
he's
wanted
good.
Odell.
Yeah.
Who did?
The Packers.
They or Aaron Rodgers wanted Odell.
The Packers wanted Odell.
What if Aaron Rodgers wants AB?
Name me one time the Packers have acquiesced for a Rodgers wide receiver request.
Would be.
What? How about Cobb?
Randall Cobb.
Okay.
When
Name
do they
two.
Not? When does
Name
he
two.
Not? I would not be shocked if Aaron Rodgers has already talked to Gutekunst and said, hey,
they would
go get him.
They would instantly become the least likable wide receiver quarterback tandem ever.
By the way, Rodgers is thawing on the whole Green Bay thing. Have you seen the latest quotes out of him?
Yeah.
He says, the grass is always greener where you water it. I sat down with Gutekunst at the beginning of the season. We aired our differences, and sometimes... Yeah, you're best where you're at.
Yeah.
I
you believe that?
I don't know what to believe
that's
with
exactly
Aaron Rodgers.
That's the thing. I don't know. I'm not making predictions.
I believe that.
I believe that. Maybe at the time
they had the conversation and things were still frosty, but yada, yada, yada. Now we're a number one seed. Winning solves everything. Maybe he's like, no, it ain't so bad here. And he, you know,
well,
I don't know.
They had the NFC Championship at home last year, too.
Yeah.
And lost. Let's see how it all plays out.
Giggum says, as a Cowboy fan, I want nothing to do with AB. T.O. was enough. Yeah, I think the T.O. experience is going to sour
that. That was so long ago.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. We've had Dez Bryant since then.
Plus T.O.'s going to play for the Bucks.
Right, what's the tryout?
Yeah, right. Got to get the tryout.
By the way, on a side note real quick, Raiders announcing that the Madden family will light the Al Davis Memorial Torch prior to kickoff of Sunday night's game versus the Chargers. And John Madden was the first to light the Al Davis Memorial Torch back in 2011.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
But, yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
By the way, AB, I don't want to play it. Well, maybe we can. He's doing cameo videos today.
Already?
Charging between $300 and $599 each. So I got one here. He reads a script endorsing a real estate agent that will, quote, never quit his job, even mid-shift. You can count on him.
Oh, dear Lord.
You want to hear?
Yes.
You want to hear?
Yes.
Yes. All right. It's the content I'm here for.
I don't know if he cuts it. I haven't listened to it. I don't think he'll cut it. It's only 30 seconds. So I'm going to say if he's doing a video for something serious.
If he's 500 bucks.
Yeah. Although with him.
You never know.
He was doing phone messages
a couple years ago.
Business is booming.
Well, you could use this for a phone message.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You got dialed up. What are we doing here?
1 second here. Give me a second.
All right.
I love Cameo. You guys should do a Cameo page.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we just do greetings for people?
Whatever they want.
I've thought about it. I've thought about it. I had an offer to do phone messages for
you
people.
You set your own rate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I've
like,
seen it.
AB charges $300 for, well, you guys.
I could get $100, right?
I was thinking closer, you know.
No.
$10
a
hit?
$10. Hi, this is Craig Sheeman. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
I've seen those people. I've gone through those lists on Facebook. I thought about getting it for some relatives and stuff and stuff like that. And, you know.
There's some interesting ones. Some are more reasonable,
around $75, and then other ones are like $500.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you can make them even more personalized and longer and everything. All right, Here's AB today. Reading a script about a real estate agent. Here we go. Here he is.
Jado, I hear you're a real estate agent in Minnesota. And I would like to help you advertise as an agent for people who buying and selling in Minnesota. If you're in Minnesota and you buying real estate, selling real estate, holla at my guy Jojo. Jojo is a hardworking individual, super cool, and he never quit his job. Mid-shift, you can still qualify on him. Buy a home from Jado. He keep your business booming. Boom.
Boom! Boom. Business is booming! Wow. And you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If I'm going to do a paid voiceover and I stutter at the beginning, I'm going to do a second take. It's going to be smooth. Well, he didn't bother.
He's driving. He's in a car. I believe he's not driving, but he's in some sort of a Uber or limo. Doing this.
Wow.
I'm curious. Everybody text in how much you pay for a Craig Sheeman and Pete Shepard cameo. Little 30-second personalized message.
20.
Dopey said $2.99.
That's a little low, Dopey.
That's fine.
Well, it said 99 cents for me.
99 cents was the price of the beer you paid, Dopey, when you came to a Craig Sheeman Pete Shepard event.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Lord. How much would you pay for a Sheeman Shepard cameo? All right, now, we talked about this yesterday. Here's the audio from it. Hub Arkish, longtime writer for the NFL, and he said he would not be voting for Aaron Rodgers for the MVP because he's the biggest jerk in the league, and was basically talking about, you know, stuff from before the season even started. He says he's a bad guy. This is the audio from The Score, 670 The Score in Chicago.
Do you have an MVP vote this year, Hub?
I do. Yeah, I'm one of the AP. There's 50 of us who vote, and I am one of us.
And are you? Did you reveal that you're not voting for Aaron Rodgers? Is that correct?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I've been pretty consistent about that all year. I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. And so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice. Do I think he's going to win it? Probably. You know, a lot of the voters don't approach it the same way that I do. Others do, who I've spoken to. But one of the ways we get to keep being voters is we're not allowed to say who we are voting for until after the award has been announced. I'm probably pushing the envelope by saying who I'm not voting for. But we're not really supposed to reveal our votes.
Are they supposed to? Are off-field things like vaccination status supposed to factor in, or are there no guidelines for that?
There's no guidelines. You know, we are told to pick the guy who we think is the most valuable to his team. And I don't think it says anywhere, strictly on the field. Although I do think he hurt his team on the field, by the way he acted off the field. They're going to get the number one seed anyway, but what if the difference had come down to the Chiefs game, where he lied about being vaccinated and ended up not playing and they got beat. So I think all these things should be considerations. That's the way I look at it. He ruined the entire offseason for that football team. They were left in jeopardy. They had no idea what they were doing. A lot of the off-the-field stuff was wasted because he wasn't there. He tortured his fan base, and he's getting ready. He's already started doing it again.
So he couldn't have won the MVP before the season for you?
For me, no. Yeah, no. I just think that the way he's carried himself is inappropriate, and the vaccine thing just was one more, log on the fire, so to speak. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time.
Mm. Now, before you play Aaron Rodgers, may I add this? Mm-hmm. Just 20 hours ago, he released a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Hub.
Yeah.
I made a terrible mistake Tuesday with my Aaron Rodgers comments. It was completely my fault. There is no one else to blame, and I'm here to try and apologize. And then he writes a whole column, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll just read this part. Our marching orders are to cast our votes as reasoned and thoughtfully as possible for those we believe to be the most deserving in our own considered judgment. All that is asked of us is not to discuss our votes publicly until after the awards have announced. On Tuesday on the radio, where I'm regularly employed as an analyst and host for reasons that I'm still trying to come to grips with, but were completely my responsibility, I allowed myself to be walked into a conversation about an MVP candidate I knew I would not be voting for. I said some things that, while not unreasonable in the context they were said, I voiced them in totally inappropriate ways. I couldn't possibly be more sorry for joining the conversation at all at some of the childish things I said about Aaron Rodgers. Most of the other 49 AP voters are acquaintances, many are friends, and the reason we are asked not to do what I did is it now puts undue pressure on some of them to comment, not comment, agree, disagree, or take grief for doing the right thing and remaining silent. Worse yet, I've apparently unleashed a small army of self-styled social media and talk radio experts who have no clue what they're talking about to challenge the quality of the voting process and would attempt to invalidate any vote or thought process that doesn't agree with their own.
I thought you weren't going to read the whole thing.
I'll stop there. But that's important stuff. But
the last part I have a problem with.
Yeah, I do too.
Because when you bring up the legitimacy of an MVP vote, yet you say there's no way he could have won it coming into the season with his off-season antics.
Yes, because I also heard him double down on my mistake here was not my process. My mistake was admitting it live on the radio. I still am not voting for Aaron Rodgers because I think he's a jerk.
I understand his thought process. If he wants to say, and I don't agree with this, but I can understand how if you tell yourself him not being available for the Chiefs game, I disagree with it, but I could see how some people would say he put himself in that position by being ineligible for a game, and I think he should be ruled out because he would, but I don't agree with that. But he didn't say that. He said coming in, it was his off-season antics. Yeah. That's the reason I'm not voting for him.
Right before the season even happens. Right. That's kind of weird.
And a couple times when at my old place of employment many years ago, Pedro had a great year. Pedro Martinez was 21-5 with a 1.96 ERA. George King of the New York Times, and you can look this up, but I forget why, either didn't have him on the ballot or didn't vote for him, or was one of those guys that wouldn't vote for him. You still have these writers in baseball that refuse to vote for pitchers for MVP, even though they're supposed to be considered. They're Cy Young Award winners for the pitchers and MVP. But I forget if it was for that reason or another, but he took a whole lot of flack, and when he came on our show, his reasoning was still crazy. And there was another time after Dustin Pedroia had won Rookie of the Year and MVP the following year. There was a writer in Texas, and his name escapes me, after he won the MVP, this guy didn't have Dustin on his ballot. Didn't have him on his ballot. Had him on the show, threw some numbers at him, like leading the league in doubles or, on-base percentage, all that stuff. No clue. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no. Asked his reasoning why. Completely, frightfully botched answers. And this guy has an MVP vote. And I'm telling you, the George King thing with Pedro, I'll never forget it. It was like, what are you doing? Of course, New York Times writer, you're thinking Yankee bias, that type of thing, whatever's going on. So, I mean, stuff like this does happen in all sports. I believe that. It's a small percentage, but I do believe that it happens. And he goes on to apologize the rest of the way. And
look, there's always going to be biases when you involve
regional writers.
Exactly. I mean, do you think the Heisman, if you're covering or if you're an AP or a Heisman Trophy voter from the state of Alabama, you're not going to be swayed towards the player from Auburn or Alabama?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
You are, but you shouldn't, or any other, and I get that. Yeah. And maybe this, and maybe.
Human nature.
But you're never going to be able to find a purely objective group of people. There's always going to be biases. And okay, so for the Chicago writer, he says that. The Green Bay writer, or the guy who works in Milwaukee that has an MVP vote, I'm sure his decision was made pretty early this year that, that was probably going to 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but the problem, and that's bad enough, but when you're leaving people off the ballot, you know, no matter what sport it is, that's a major issue.
That's a credibility issue.
Yeah.
I don't know how the NFL MVP voting works. Is it, do you just cast one vote or do you give a list?
I forget how it's
done. Do you give a five?
Like in Major League Baseball, it's a point. So one, two, three, four. I think it's one. You get 10
exactly
names, I believe.
All right, here's Aaron Rodgers' response calling out Arkish, saying he is totally wrong.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life, but it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest. But, yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago, but crazy.
So Aaron Rodgers pulling the do you know who I am thing. Yeah. All right, here he is saying that he should actually be the MVP.
Pat joked about it on the show a while back. I knew he was serious, and I think we both were serious at the time. Obviously, I've made it a little more difficult by the way I've played in the last 6 weeks. I think the MVP should be about the most valuable player on the team. And a lot of times it goes to the best player on the best team, and we're the best team. So if voters want to use the offseason or don't like my stance being unvaccinated, that's their prerogative. I don't think it's right, but that's their prerogative.
Sounds weird having a guy say, I'm the best player on the best team. He is.
I just looked up just real quick for my own career. Again, this was 1999, George King, and he gives after he came back from the Caribbean on a vacation, which is where he was when the MVP vote got announced, and he left Pedro Martinez off the ballot because of his own logic. Pitchers have their own award, the Cy Young, something position players aren't eligible for. Martinez, the AL Cy Young Award winner, appeared in 29 games that year for the Red Sox. That's 18% of Boston's games. While of Martinez's brilliance, Nomar Garcia-Parra was more valuable to the Red Sox. So, too, was manager Jimmy Williams, American League Manager of the Year. As for the idiotic thinking that I planned to be out of the country when the MVP results were announced, that's pure lunacy drummed by weasels. Okay, but again, the problem is with him and other baseball writers like that. They don't even consider that you have to. And the pitchers have been. We've seen in Detroit, Guillermo Hernandez win the MVP as a relief pitcher. Roger Clemens did it in 86. We've seen pitchers, and there are certain times where they deserve it.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens, certainly 86. Guillermo Hernandez, you know what, what was it, 29 straight appearances without a, whatever it
84,
was.
84, yeah.
He had an amazing season. But it's fine, you don't want to. If you're not going to vote for him in your top 10, but to leave him off the ballot, I have a major issue with that. And not just him, in all sports that people do this.
Just one more quote here. Here's Matt LaFleur checking in. says it's BS to hold Rodgers' anti-vax stance against him in MVP voting.
I don't know what else could factor into it than how somebody goes out and performs on a weekly basis. And if people are going to judge people for, you know, differences of opinion or things that they have no idea what the heck they're talking about, then I think that just kind of discredits that award. And I think we hold that award in high regard. I think most do. And I think it's an absolute privilege to be able to vote for that award and to consider anything else outside of what you see when that player's out there playing, I think is a disservice to everybody.
As Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. Coming up, we threw out there because AB is doing cameo voicemail messages for, what, $399? Chris threw out, hey, what would you pay for a Sheeman and Shepherd cameo to have us do your voice? There's a wide range.
The results are in.
A lot of range. We'll talk about those when we come back, what people would pay to have us do that. Meanwhile, we are beginning a new year. It's a great time to get organized. That includes organizing your insurance. Check your policies, see what you got. Look, you can always improve it. I'm telling you right now, call Damon Briss Farmers Insurance like I did years ago. Save me a boatload of money. Save you money, get you better coverage. It's bundling and saving. Homeowners, flood, boats, motorcycles, cars, whatever you have to insure it. And protect your assets. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. He's one of the fastest growing agents in the country. Started about, I think, 2 years ago this week, I think. And he's a local guy right here in Southwest Florida. Be ready for anything that 2022 throws your way. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Briss Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in on a Thursday. All right, so AB is released by the Buccaneers. He's making money on the side now for up to $500 doing messages for phone messages, greetings, little business spots, whatever you need. So we threw out there, this is called Cameo, and it's one of the services that does this. What would you pay for a Sheeman and Shepherd cameo for one of us to do your response on your cell phone messages or maybe a little business? Lots of big range here. Pittsburgh John texting in. I would purchase a Sheeman and Shepherd cameo just to have you guys tell Philly Kevin that he sucks. It doesn't matter the cost. It's worth every penny.
Well, I can be pimped out for any number of reasons. But, if you wanted me to whatever you want, you give me the script, I'll read it.
Let's see here. Jail Hooch says, I'll give you $20 gift cards to Firehouse Subs, which, by the way, we'll be playing for later on today.
He said two.
A two?
Yeah. 20.
Okay. A gas pump guy says he'd pay $20. Rum maker, $40. Bill in Naples, I think you guys could get $39.99 all day long. And he added later that that's my boat money, Craig. Maybe.
How about that?
Stammer time, $30. 6'3" says he'd pay a Klondike bar. How much would you pay? Yeah.
Toothbrush says a voiceover. Craig, case of Coors Light. Chris, 12-pack of Pro-V. And Pete, 1 hour of Top Golf.
Wow. Yeah. It's $50 for me.
Wow.
Detroit Pizza says $5.
Huh. My favorite was, forget who sent it.
What's that?
Anyway, somebody said that they would pay $100 to Pete if he would sing the Miami Dolphins fight song.
I'll do it.
For $100?
Yeah.
I would sing a lot for $100.
Let's do it for free. Make Pete do it for free for the show. The show comes first.
It's always about the show.
Yeah. So
yeah, I have no morals or principles. With kind of, that's just, it doesn't really matter.
It's a very low bar.
I don't care.
Lifelong Buckeye fan would pay 100 pennies. That's a dollar for those of you doing math.
$500. I go, I'll use the ring to tell them, Patriots suck. $500.
Somebody says Green Bay stock.
Yeah, that's about the same cost and worth nothing.
It's $300.
Yeah. Duck Duck Bruce says, how about you guys give me $5?
Wow. Well, that defeats the purpose.
It really does.
Olin Krutz, who's co-host of the Bears pregame show.
Yeah.
Hub is no bum. Good man who loves football, Chicago, and his family.
I would say Hub has a pretty solid reputation around the NFL. I've been aware of him for decades.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed. But
and never
his logic
bad.
With that is just it's unprofessional to feel that way.
And again, I think he thinks that his mistake was publicly airing his views, not changing his views.
And he's apologized profusely for it in his latest article, which he's made available to everybody. Normally, they have to pay for it, but that's on Twitter. I retweeted it out.
I think it should be done now. The guy said, look, I messed up. I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Now, if the Associated Press comes along and says, well, guess what?
Does he lose
damage
his
damage is done. You're going to lose your boat. That wouldn't shock me.
That wouldn't happen. No, that wouldn't surprise me.
Nope. But yeah, I agree. It's done.
Roses in Bedroom Guy says, I'll pay Craig to talk to the officer that pulls me over. If you missed it, I had a situation last night. It's on the, it'll be on the website, the 2 o'clock hour before tonight. You can listen to that. All is well. All is well that ends well. And we are pro-cop on this show, by the way. Pete, this is from Pittsburgh John. What's your cameo price for the Notre Dame fight song? You have to draw a line somewhere, right? Mm. Would you do the Notre Dame fight song?
I have no morals or principles.
By the way, get ready for more of that.
Absolutely. My cameo price, we'll talk.
Rick Ashley fan says, I would pay the cost to bring in a bear for Pete to outrun, because he claims he can do that.
No, that's impossible.
Haley's texter, $50 and a day of letting me do the rundown. Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Do that for free.
Yeah. Kathleen. Hi, guys. Met a friend of Hub's today. Says he is a great guy. Still not good what he did.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, it's probably in a long career, he made a mistake.
Well, Harry Carey would get a lot.
Toothbrush wants Harry Carey to do his voiceovers. Yeah, there could be a cottage industry for Harry Carey here in this market.
I could manage that.
Yeah. Did you ever have a place of employment use your likeness and image without getting compensated for it, a.k.a. like they put my face and stuff on a bunch of glasses? Beer glasses, pint glasses that were sold and stuff that.
Yeah, here. The station we had made money. Shepherd things you could order online.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Not your face.
It wasn't our. I'm talking about.
Name, image, and likeness. It was the name. Okay. They got the name.
The name I can understand, but the face and stuff. Ever have that happen? There was some.
We had some stuff on controversy some promotional stuff. I don't. Nah. I don't know. Everything I agree to, so.
Well, no, they just did it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're like, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I try to involve you guys in those conversations when we had to do that.
You do.
Right. 239 may need a texter name here. For $500 for you guys. KJ and is that to listen to the old ESPN morning show?
Yeah.
They suck. They need to listen to you how to do sports radio when you guys actually do talk sports.
Yes.
Dookie Draws says, how much for a Dookie Draws shout out? Well, I think you've had enough shout outs. It depends.
Hmm. Now, Blue Bowl says, so I'm not the only one that dreams of doing the rundown. One day in the summertime, we may have to do a guest rundown.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Don't have them do it. They can call in and do it. Don't
do
have
whole,
necessarily
yeah,
be.
Yeah,
they can call
yeah.
in
whole
and do
week.
It. Yeah, we've done that before.
Like, I know some people could do it. Like Thirsty Nick, I know he'd have it, like, prepared, ready to go. Yeah. You got to be prepared. You
no more
do
than a
homework.
Minute. No
One
more
minute.
Than, yeah, no
Maybe
more than a
four
minute.
Four bulletin headlines.
Sometimes you're more prepared than at other times.
Yeah.
At least that's my feeling on it.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it works most of the time, but you never know. Live radio stuff happens. Dolphin Jordan's buy Craig sandwiches for a week to use his voiceover as my truck horn. Don't you know who I am? Throw some of that out there. That's good.
Hockey's on ESPN tonight.
Yep, Bruins.
Really?
Wild Bruins at Bruins.
Minnesota. Yeah, it should be a good game.
I'll be watching the Hoosiers host Ohio State.
That's a weird line. That's a weird-looking line, Craig.
Yeah, so was Alabama last night, too. And you know, Florida just fell apart in the second
Florida
half.
Florida fell apart.
Fell apart in the
they
second
half. They
were
up, half. What, five at halftime?
Hurricanes looked like Providence in the other night in the first half, but at least they turned it around and won. Didn't cover, but they won.
But to Chris's point,
4-0 in the ACC.
Ohio State is ranked
13th.
IU is
and
at home.
They've got some good wins as well.
And IU doesn't have any good wins.
None.
And IU's a 4-point favorite.
Well, you have a win against Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat North Carolina last night.
That's right.
Transitive property.
Yeah.
I don't know if either any one of those three teams we just mentioned are good.
Yeah. Kathleen's in on doing the rundown. We're going to do that this summer.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll
pick a week.
Pick a week or a whole week?
Yeah, pick a week.
All right. Gas pump guy's in. We got our whole lineup right now.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
The other interesting game tonight late is going to be USC, which hasn't played in 19 days, I believe. They are at California, a team that is red hot. And the Bears are 5.5-point underdogs against the 7th-ranked Trojans, who are undefeated, but they have not played in a long time.
Mm.
19-day layoff.
A little COVID situation?
Yeah. In fact, Ohio State has a similar situation. I believe they've only played one game since December 11th.
Maybe that's why IU has a 4-point is a favorite tonight, because we're a well-oiled machine and Ohio State may be rusty.
I think in like the last month, Ohio State's played a game and Indiana's played 4 or 5.
Okay. Yep. Maybe that's it.
But Golden Bears have won 9 in a row at home, and they've won 5 straight overall, including crushing Arizona State the other night by 24. Could be my lock tonight later on.
All right. That sounds good. All right, when we come back, Pete, you have a college football quiz that's been on standby for a day or two. We're ready to go. We got to do that. And in an hour, we will do Wikipedia. I'll tell you what it is right now. Today is Lou Holtz's 85th birthday. We are going to do Lou Holtz trivia. Chris will participate more than normal because he is the voice of Lou Holtz on the show.
Lou will participate.
Lou will be here.
Lou will be here.
Lou will be here for his 85th birthday.
Confirming the answer to all of the questions.
Fact. So all that coming up is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Stay with us. Sheeman is Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman is Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. ESPN Southwest Florida. This idea of having callers call in to be guest SportsCenter rundown people, maybe when the season slows down a little bit, is taking on a life of its own. A barbecue Pringles guy texting in, hey, all the guys need now for the week for the call-in for the ESPN updates is Otis and Wig. I thought about how I already know how Wig's going to start his. Man, the Dolphins, ..
Yeah, but it'll be a free form. You can do however you want, just no more than a minute. You can do less than a minute if you want.
One texter name says, I'd pay $500 to watch Craig teach a P90X class. I did two workouts this morning.
Our rundown music is 34 seconds.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Seems like a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So you only have to prepare. I mean, people don't realize until they do it. To fill 35 seconds or whatever.
It's about
5 sentences.
3 or 4 stories. Yeah.
Just headlines, blips. Yeah. You start getting into detail, then
you lose it.
You lose it. Yeah, the music disappears.
Craig, back in my day, we had 2 minutes.
We got a quiz.
20 seconds.
We got a quiz.
Had to get all the scores in, too.
Back in my day, we had to be out by a hard clock at exactly 1 minute and 59 seconds. Otherwise, we'd cause a network train pileup. Back in my day, there was no let it float for a few seconds here, a few seconds there. We were exact, and that's how we liked it.
Back in my day, I was once yelled at for not putting enough Big East, ACC, and SEC college basketball scores in my update.
Oh, man. Hey, is that, we got two Texas Giants fans. Is that Sean the Giants fan? He says he'll do a rundown. We haven't heard from Sean because Sean's been working.
Officer Sean's been
Officer
busy.
Sean. And by the way, Sean, I don't know if you heard my story. I had a situation. I was pulled over last night.
Well, he's a few counties away.
It all worked out good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Pete does have some sort of – is a college football
yeah,
quiz?
Yeah, it's kind of – we kind of went over this, but that's all right. We'll do it again. It's a short. You guys should get this. You should nail it.
All right.
This is a quiz.
I know it was what last week or whatever it was. We did college football playoff blowouts.
Not last week, but yeah.
Yeah.
So Alabama's 27-61 over Cincy. Georgia's 34-11 romp of Michigan in this year's semis. Both sort of blowouts, but neither of them were the biggest blowout in college football playoff history. So can you name the two teams that played in the game with the biggest margin of victory? And for a bonus point, you know how many points the winning team won by?
That's going to be Ohio State. Who shut them out 31-0? Was that Alabama? No.
Well, Alabama shut out Michigan State 38-0.
That would be more than the 31-0 Ohio State shutout. So, yeah. That's
but
it.
I'm trying
that's
to remember. I know Clemson beat Ohio State by an awful lot in 2019.
I think it was four touchdowns. So 38 still wins.
Okay, so yeah, so we'll go
that's
Alabama, Michigan State, 38-0. Okay. Cotton Bowl.
Alabama's in the 2016 Cotton Bowl, correct. Alabama's 38-0 shot of Michigan State was good for the second largest victory.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Well, okay, so Oregon beat Florida State by a lot in the first ever CFP game?
That's right. 2015 Rose Bowl. They won by 39. They beat them 59-20.
39. Oh, squeaker.
Hey, now.
There you go.
Wow.
There's your winners.
All right.
Winner.
I'm proud of my performance on that quiz.
Good job. I felt there was a little bit of teamwork. I got a little of assist, but you put it over the top. I got us in the right realm.
You did. Yeah. Playoff realm.
That was Sean, the Giants fan. He says, I did not hear that story. Just got off work not too long ago. All right. At some point this week, on Friday, Sean, when you call, I want to hear how the first week of being a corrections officer is working out.
If he's able to.
If he can. Maybe you're working at 5 o'clock.
Mike McCarthy just said several Cowboy players are sick, could miss practice today, didn't elaborate on what. But they got a big game at Philly this week.
All right.
Yeah. They're pretty much locked into that 4 seed, right?
Yeah, but it's
I know. With you. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'd like to see him turn it on one more time.
Yeah, but that's just it. I think
because you're probably
I don't have a number, but half their games it seems like they just throw up 38 points and they're good to go. And there are other weeks they can't manage themselves out of a box. Penalties, clock management, losing to teams they're not supposed to. Look, the Arizona Cardinals are a good team and all, but they have not been playing well.
No.
And there have been a couple of games where the Cowboys have just mysteriously disappeared.
Well, that was, but there was, you know,
was
maybe a get back on track game for Arizona in Dallas. I mean, that was
also in Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
And Arizona has been a completely different team on the road this year as well. They're much better on the road for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know who's got better stats on the road than at home, surprisingly, is Josh Allen, too. He's better on the road than he is at home on the whole. Philadelphia's already clinched a playoff spot, too, but they can. You know, they can all they can do is move up, and they can get to the sixth seed if San Fran loses.
Flem Man has texted in. Haven't heard from him in a while. Says, "Hey guys, I played for Coach Holtz. I'd like to beat Pete." Well, it's gonna be random calling 99, but I would love Flem Man. Are you a Notre Dame guy? Did you play for him at Arkansas? Where?
South Carolina. The Jets.
The Jets. I would like more information, Flem Man. Just out of curiosity, when and where you played, in what position, and all that stuff. So text that in. Hedge says Dak needs to play this weekend. Zeke needs to rest. Zeke has not been Zeke this year.
No, but Pollard has been really good. I think he's been
he's
better.
He's been the better. Yeah. He has been better. Absolutely right. He has been better.
Yeah. Kentucky Tim says Cowboys still playing for that 2 seed.
Yeah, okay. But the Bucks have to lose to the Panthers for that to happen.
Bucks have to lose to the Panthers, and the Rams have to lose, too.
To the Niners.
Right.
The Rams, which is possible.
No, they're not going to sit anybody. That's not one of
Tampa Bay could they could sneak into the – no, they actually – even if they win – oh, no, if they win and the Rams lose, yes, they would. They would go into the two spot. Tampa Bay would.
Okay.
But if they both finish the same, 13-4, then the Rams still get it. First of all, they beat them head-to-head, and everything else would be the division would be 3-2, and the conference would be – the Rams would be 9-3. And Tampa Bay would be 8-4.
Okay. Very good. Young Sean has checked in. He's good for his 5 o'clock window tomorrow. That's like a paid regular guest, man. That's good. He's locked in. All right. Coming up, 4 o'clock hour, we'll run down more of the headlines. If you missed it earlier today, AB has been cut.
Yeah,
officially.
We'll run through the whole thing again in case you missed it.
At Wikipedia, it is Lou Holtz's birthday.
Lou Holtz!
He's 85. We're going to do Lou Holtz trivia for Wikipedia. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.